Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, an entrepreneurial support organization and coworking community with locations in Valley Junction and downtown Des Moines. Learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR. Gravitate Coworking. Work better. Work together.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Last winter, the AAU hosted a girls' wrestling tournament in Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, the first ever state-level girls' wrestling tournament in Iowa. This year, the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association is hosting a girls' state wrestling tournament in Waverly on January 19th. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has not yet sanctioned the sport for girls. Schools don't field girls' teams, and there isn't a state high school tournament. But more and more girls are participating in the sport, and the demand for wrestling opportunities for girls is growing. Other states are moving forward. In the past year, 8 states have added girls wrestling as a high school sport. There are now 14 states and Guam with girls wrestling in some capacity. 2 more plan to add it. 2 girls have competed in the Iowa State Wrestling Tournament for high schoolers, and my next guest was only 1 win away from qualifying last year. Felicity Taylor is one of the state's most awarded female wrestlers, the first Iowa girl to reach 100 victories in her high school career, and last summer she took home first place at the Junior Women's Freestyle National Championships in Fargo, North Dakota. She wrestled for South Winneshiek in high school and is now wrestling at McKendree University in Illinois. Hello, Felicity.
Hi.
Thank you so much for talking with me today. And I want to go back in time because I know that you've been wrestling for just a little over 4 years now. And so much has changed in the sport for girls and women in that time, at least in Iowa. But I want to go back to how this all started. You tried out to be a wrestling cheerleader. You didn't make the squad, and that left you without a winter sport. Do you remember the moment when you thought, well, maybe I can wrestle?
Well, yeah, after wrestling cheerleading, I kind of jumped around sports just because I was in cross country and I planned under and track. So I wanted to stay busy between those two sports. So then after I didn't make the cheer team, I was devastated because I was just like, I had a gymnastics background. So then I figured, well, I've done basketball since 5th grade. I might as well give that a shot. I did that for about a week, and I wasn't loving it like I used to. From there, then a few of my friends talked about trying wrestling or basketball cheerleading. So then I tried that for a week too, and I didn't like it. And then my dad had always told me that he wanted to put me in some tournaments when I was younger, and we just never got around to doing it. And then like one day I was joking around and saying, oh, like maybe I'll just try wrestling. And then a kid from my school was like, oh, you'd never even make it to a practice. And I was like, oh, all right. And then that just, like, made me want to try it even more. And, like, I'd always been, like, my brother's dummy downstairs in our basement if he ever needed to work on moves and stuff. So then, I don't know, and then going to all of his tournaments every weekend, kind of fell in love with it then. Didn't really realize it until I started doing it.
Well, and you mentioned your brother wrestling and the possibility of tournaments when you're younger. I mean, wrestling is a big deal in Iowa. I think we all know that. And a lot of boys start wrestling when they're 3, 4, 5, or 6 years old. So when you started wrestling as a freshman in high school, you were wrestling with a lot of boys who'd been doing it for years, right?
For sure. And when I started, I thought that was, like, such an uncommon thing for, like, anyone to do. But then as I got into college, I realized that most of the girls are in that same boat. And, like, that's where it kind of is difficult for people to get going just because, like, most of us do start in high school. So, like, just think of, like, all the girls that could start earlier and, like, be more comfortable around it. Because I know if I would have started earlier, like, it would be easier to start at a younger age than it would be starting at, like, a high school level.
Yeah, did you feel like that put you at a real disadvantage? I mean, not only just being the first girl on the team, but not having those years of experience?
Yeah, I definitely did, but I tried not to, like, let that get to me just because, like, I knew if I worked hard enough that it shouldn't, like the years shouldn't matter.
Your coaches love to talk about how quick you were to learn new moves. So your ability to pick things up, even without years of experience, that has been one of your greatest assets, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like most of that came from just gymnastics, like, because I started that at, like, age 3 or 4. So just, like, being introduced to, like, learning that at such a young age, gymnastics definitely helped me with, like, where I'm at with the sport today, with like, picking up new moves or, like, learning quickly or, like, even things like balance. And, like, one big thing about wrestling is, like, learning your body and, like, how it works and, like, how you move and, like, how to fall and stuff like that. So, like, gymnastics definitely helped a lot with that. Because I know, like, every day before, like, in our warm-ups, we do, like, gymnastics every day. We do, like, floor rolls and cartwheels and round-offs. Or, like, sometimes we'll do, like, handstand walks. Just, like, learning to, like, feel your body and know how it works.
When you started wrestling and you had that big learning curve to climb, I'm also curious about what the environment was like for you. Was it difficult to be the only girl in the wrestling room?
I feel like it would be for others, but for me, not really, just because a lot of the guys on the team were my classmates, so that made it a lot easier. Like, I want to say my freshman year, there were, like, 10 to 15 guys that were my classmates, so that made it a lot easier. Like, the younger classmen kind of, like, outnumbered the upperclassmen, and then, like, as years went on, I bet it was hard for them to adapt to it, but, like, I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, honestly. So I was just kind of going with the flow. I didn't really realize it, but, like, looking back, I'm surprised I stayed out. Obviously, I wasn't that good when I started. Looking back, it's, like, crazy to see all the growth that I've had since then.
You, in addition to wrestling during the school year, you decided you wanted to continue wrestling and continue that growth after the season. And there are a lot of different wrestling clubs that young athletes can join. The first club you joined, you had a really negative experience. Can you tell me what happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just went there, and I just kind of felt out of place. Like, like I said, I wasn't very good, and, like, it's kind of hard to take in people that aren't good, let alone, like, being a girl. So I can, like, see why that would be hard to, like, let in, but I don't know. I don't know. There's, like, everyone has potential, so, like, I don't know why they, like, wouldn't even want to work with, like, now they do, I guess, but I don't know. I just had a bad experience. The second I walked into the room, I just felt like I wasn't wanted there. So then I moved to a different club, and everything was, like, perfect. And then after a while, I actually moved to a different club, and now I'm at Seabolt Wrestling Academy, and I love it there, so.
That first experience that was so bad, it was so bad that other parents who were there and saw what was happening actually called your parents and said, don't send her back. This is humiliating. Do you feel like that was gender discrimination?
Yeah. I was the first girl in the entire area to even, like, start, so it obviously wasn't a common thing. I just remember I left the practice crying. Like, even early, I just was like, oh, my mom's here. And then I left, and then my sister actually lived in the town, so then I just walked to her house. And, yeah, it sucked, but it honestly helped me get to where I am today. One of the quotes I live by is, like, everything happens for a reason. So I feel like that definitely needed to happen just to, like, get to where I was today. Girls can do it, too.
You mentioned that you fell in love with the sport without even necessarily realizing that you had fallen in love with the sport. Can you put into words for us what you love about wrestling?
Well, wrestling just teaches you so many lessons, like working hard to get what you want. Like, it's not easy, and it's not going to be easy, but, like, to keep pushing through it, you're going to have bad days. And that's just, like, life. Like, some days are going to be worse than others. But, like, you have to keep pushing, even if you don't want to. And if you want to get to the top, you obviously have to keep working. And, like, it's not just going to come to you. So, like, that's one thing that I love about wrestling. And, like, I believe that wrestling is one of the hardest sports. So, I don't know. I just love that about the sport.
Now that you're wrestling in college, of course, you're wrestling other women. How is that different than wrestling in high school when you were primarily wrestling boys?
When I was in high school, I wrestled like 106. So I definitely feel like that's like a little different than like girls who are wrestling at the upper weight classes. Because I don't think like a lot is much different for me. Like, because wrestling's wrestling. Like, there's always going to be a winner. You just kind of have to, like, stick to what you know best and stuff. So I didn't really think that I had to adapt much. The one main thing that was really different with high school and college wrestling is, like, the style change. So, like, in high school, we wrestle folk style. But in college, we wrestle freestyle. So just that change was different. And then, like, being on an all-girls team, like, it's just crazy. I don't know, just being surrounded by so many people that go through the same stuff like you had to. So, and then, like, obviously, I had to adapt to college. Like, that's one thing that really was hard for me at first and that I didn't really realize what happened going into college just because, like, in Iowa, there aren't, like, a lot of other girls going to college and, like, realizing how many other girls there are and, like, how good they are. That was, like, hard for me at first, like, to actually get my butt kicked in the wrestling room by, like, a whole bunch of other girls. So I just had to, like, sit back and just realize that there's a lot of good girls out there. You'd never know because it's not big yet, but we're getting there.
I'm talking with Felicity Taylor, one of the state's most awarded female wrestlers. She wrestled for South Winneshiek in high school and is now wrestling at McKendree University in Illinois. We'll also talk more about the future of girls wrestling in the state of Iowa. Then later on in the hour, an immigrant from Iran reflects on 40 years in the United States. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
I was elected the majority leader.
This amendment broadens the scope of the bill.
What will this bill do to turn that around?
During the legislative session, Iowa Public Radio produces a weekly podcast.
We just want to make sure that it is something that is sustainable.
These are proven programs that work.
From committees to chambers, follow the path of bills and policies.
This bill lays out transparency in the process.
How can you say that with confidence?
The podcast, Under the Golden Dome, returns in January. Subscribe now for the 2019 legislative session.
This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. I'm talking with Felicity Taylor, one of the state's most awarded female wrestlers. She wrestled for South Winneshiek for 4 years in high school, and now she's wrestling at McKendree University in Illinois. And Felicity, before the break, we were talking about the new experiences you're having wrestling for a women's team at McKendree University. I'm curious, do you talk to the other wrestlers on your team about how they got started in wrestling?
Yeah, when I was struggling with my wrestling, I would talk to a couple girls on the team about what they went through and, like, how they adapted to college or, like, even how they got started. And, like, most of the girls, they all started in high school, which is crazy. But I'm hoping that in a few years that, like, when girls start coming to college that they can say they started sooner than high school.
You have stated as your goal that you want to wrestle in the Olympics in 2020. Is that your number one goal right now?
2020 would be awesome, but 2024 is also like either one of those or both.
You've had quite a bit of success. You placed fifth in an international wrestling tournament this fall, and then first in a tournament in Nebraska, also first in the Missouri Valley tournament. So things seem to be going well. How are you feeling about it right now?
Pretty well, actually. we have our national tournament coming up, so I'm looking for that, looking forward for that, and training for that right now. A little nervous, but I'd say I've been having a pretty good season. This past weekend, we went to Kentucky and had national duels, and I went 3-0 there and had some ranked kids. So it's starting to look good for me. I just have to, like, keep staying focused. I have to stay focused and just trust in my training, I think, is the number one thing I need to do.
Before you went to college and even over winter break, you've spent time with young girls in Iowa. What are you hoping to do with potential wrestlers, young girls in the state?
Well, I definitely want to give back, just because when I was their age, I didn't even know women's wrestling was a thing. So, like, just to, like, get them educated and know that they do have opportunities past high school and even past college.
Back when you were wrestling as a freshman, people weren't even really talking about girls wrestling being a state-sanctioned sport. Now there's a lot of talk about it, although Iowa has not yet taken the plunge. As I mentioned, a number of other states have taken the plunge, and the sport is skyrocketing in those states. So many young women are trying out wrestling and competing as wrestlers. How do you feel about how things have changed in Iowa over the last 4 years?
It's honestly crazy how, like, much it's changed. Like, even this past year, I just remember last year there was, like, a few girls. Well, there was more than a few, but, like, when I go to tournaments, I'd only see a few, like, every so often. But now, like, this year, all, like, the local schools by me have their own teams, which is crazy. Charles City, Osage, Waverly, I think Fort Dodge might. They have, like, a high school team. It just shows, like, how much the sport would grow if the state would give it a chance just by sanctioning it, because all those girls would, with it being a sport, girls would obviously go out. Those schools that have high school teams already, like Waverly and those, like, they just proved that, like, how many more girls would go out if it were a sport, because now they have their own teams and they're, like, dueling each other and stuff like that. Like, my freshman year, I don't know how many girls were out to be exact, but I remember seeing one at a tournament the whole season.
Wow.
And then the next year, my sophomore year, I saw maybe two. And then the next year grew even more. And then now this year they have teams, which is just crazy.
Why do you think girls should have the opportunity to wrestle?
Well, I fell in love with it, and, like, I'm hoping to, like, make a career out of it. So just, like, think how many of those girls never even get the opportunity to do that. I've learned so much from the sport, and I don't even, like, know what I would. If I'm, like, having a bad day, I'll go to the wrestling room and, like, work out. Or, I don't know, it just, like, taught me so many things in life, and I feel like everyone should, like, be able to have the opportunity to, like, learn those lessons. Because, like, people can tell you about it, but it's not the same if you, like, go out and learn it yourself.
When you get the chance to meet with girls and tell them about the sport, hopefully get them excited about wrestling, what's the number one thing you want them to know?
Don't get frustrated over the little things, and, like, just remember that everything does happen for a reason. So just, like, let it all play out. It will play out.
Felicity, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Wrestler Felicity Taylor. She wrestled for South Winneshiek in high school and is now wrestling at McKendree University in Illinois. And last winter, the AAU hosted a girls wrestling tournament in Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. That was the first ever state-level girls wrestling tournament in Iowa. This year, the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association is hosting a girls state wrestling tournament in Waverly on January 19th. And the AAU will host another girls tournament on February 24th, again, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union has not yet sanctioned the sport in Iowa, but it is definitely growing anyway. Jason Lloyd, Iowa AAU Women's Wrestling Director and National AAU Women's Co-Director for Women's Wrestling, is here with us. We talked to him last year about the new AAU tournament and thought it was time to check in for an update. Hello, Jason.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And let's talk a little bit about this new tournament, since we talked about the AAU state-level tournament last year. Tell me a little bit about what the Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association is doing with this tournament in Waverly.
So I'm actually pretty excited what they're doing. And you see state-level for the boys' side, the Iowa High School Association this last year had added 3 events, and then this year they had 13 events. And then on top of that, you see now the Coaches Association coming in and on board supporting an event in Waverly that it will be an Iowa High School Association event. It just won't be a sanctioned girls sport yet. I like this, especially since it's followed up by Waverly supporting a dual meet, actually, of 2 different high school teams just this last month as well. So you're seeing new activity. You're seeing girl high school matches on the mat, and now it's going to have actual Iowa High School certified weight classes and Iowa High School certified wrestlers, you know, competing for a state title there in Waverly.
And we're seeing girls wrestling teams crop up at high schools in spite of the fact that this is not a sanctioned sport. So some of the schools are just kind of going out there on their own and making this happen?
Yeah, and that's what's got me excited the most is many of them, they'll run a survey, they'll pull the interest, and then they're not waiting on the women's union right now to step up and sanction. They know what they want. And they're giving the opportunity for these girls to be on the mat. And the numbers are already, any of the schools that have stepped up to support the girls, the numbers immediately jump up. You know, in Waverly, they had 11. Osage, they had 11. You see Koflex and Charles City, you know, just over 8 and so on. So it's very exciting to me because once the girls union decides to go ahead and sanction, there's already going to be teams in place. There's already going to be a support system started. It's only going to grow just like what we've seen on the youth side for AAU.
Well, and you've been coaching girls through AAU. What kind of growth are you witnessing outside of the schools?
Oh, it's phenomenal. I ran a survey myself using the AAU card system where we had K through 12 girls in Iowa, and then I ran a survey of the coaches and which are associated with AAU clubs for the girls that might not have had a card. And we had 341 girls total in Iowa last year for K through 12, and that's phenomenal. I mean, that's almost 3 times as much as you see in other states that have sanctioned, such as like Maine, they only had 74, or Massachusetts, who only had 100. So the growth that we're seeing year to year is you don't see that in any other market. You don't see that in almost anywhere. A business would just go out of their mind if they saw this kind of growth. So to see this for a sport and opportunities that are now going to be, you know, productive for these girls is very exciting. For the state event, for example, our first year that we ran the state event, we had 98 girls at Wells Fargo. And then last year we had 189 girls. And right now it's looking like we'll be between 250 and 300 girls competing for state titles at Wells Fargo Arena this year.
Wow. So with more girls interested in competing in the AAU tournament, does that mean that you've had to start having qualifiers and girls competing just to get there?
Not yet. So right now on the kids' side, there's AAU Kids State. There's 8 district qualifiers. And the girls are allowed to compete against the boys and try to qualify for state with at their district qualifier. But for the girls' side, for the AAU Girls State, right now there's not a qualifier necessary. They can just sign up on buy an AAU card, sign up on track wrestling, and come and compete. And it's pretty exciting. If you've ever been in Wells Fargo Arena, just the atmosphere and the history we have now, you know, with wrestling there, it's very exciting.
Well, Iowa is a wrestling state. I'm curious. I know you're not clairvoyant. You can't see the future. But it sure feels like you're tapping into a pent-up demand. What do you think the future for girls wrestling in Iowa looks like?
Oh, very bright. We're going to start seeing things much like what we're seeing with the youth level, where we might be behind the curve a little bit compared to some other states, but because of that infrastructure, because of that history, because of the tradition of wrestling that we have here, it grows so exponentially, it's ridiculous. So for the girls that I've coached personally, they learn so very quickly, they're supported so very well. It's not going to be very long, and we're going to be knocking it out at Fargo, competing against some of the other states that have had it sanctioned for quite a while. So there's nothing but upside for Iowa and wrestling as a sport, as far as with the girls.
You know, in talking to Felicity Taylor, we were looking back to when she was a freshman in high school, and no one was even talking about girls wrestling being sanctioned by the Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union at that point. Now there's a lot of talk. How close do you think the union might be to actually sanctioning this sport?
I would see it happening in the next 2 years. You have Jean Berger at the girls union over there. She's made it very clear, you know, that they're trying to take steps to make sure that they do it right, so the girls are properly supported and nobody's left hanging. And this last year, they had a very exciting meeting in which a lot of the girls wrestling community actually showed up for, just to hear. They weren't allowed to talk or anything. And at the girls union, what they were able to do there, they actually laid out a plan to where, if you want a sport to be sanctioned through them, you know, this is the process you follow and this is how we get it done. And that was exciting to us, because then that gave us a pathway and an inroad. Now, as you pointed out, many of the schools and people around the state, they want it right now, and they're not waiting for the girls' union to act. And they're going to push that ball very, very quickly down the road. So within the next 2 years, I easily see us sanctioning, especially since states nearby us and very similar to population and set up, like Nebraska, for example, are moving forward with sanctioning. And so that's how I see it playing out, would be in the next year or two, especially, that I don't see how they don't sanction it. The population is exploding way too fast. And the atmosphere, you can feel the buzz for everybody wanting to see this happen and move forward.
Now, we've had some female trailblazers in this sport in the last few years who've really wowed the whole state. Of course, two girls made it all the way to the state tournament. There are a lot of people who think it's really cool that girls and women are competing out there on the same playing field as the boys. Why do you think we need girls wrestling to be separate?
Yeah, so anytime I've been involved with girls wrestling for over 10 years. I've been helping girls. And anytime, the second you separate them from the boys, the girls show up in numbers like you wouldn't believe, because then it's something of their own and they're not having to take on the boys. I've seen many injuries for the girls taking on the boys, just that, you know, physiologically, once you start getting up out of the lighter weights, they really struggle competing with the strength, and, you know, biologically they're built different. So the girls know that. Many parents know that. While I don't have a girl who isn't smiling ear to ear when she pins a boy, at the same time, you know, as they hit high school age especially and start getting out of the lighter weights, it gets extremely difficult for them. So them having a mat of their own and a place of their own is extremely important. You know, they need to be safe, and they need to be able to be competitive without any sort of advantage, you know, given to their opponent. And anytime they're wrestling against a boy, especially at the upper middle weights, then strength becomes a very big issue for them.
We see so many wrestling clubs around the state with little guys participating, starting, gosh, at age 3 sometimes. But, you know, kindergarten is not unusual for boys to start participating in the sport. Do you see the younger girls getting more involved? Do you think that we're already starting to see this major wave that will be coming toward us?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. We, in my own club that I coach here in the Quad Cities, You know, we've had several of the even 3 and 4 year old girls on the mat right now. In fact, I believe I have 4 or 5 of them. And so that the population that's building up, it builds very rapidly for the girls. And that is the wave. And it'll be the same as with the boys, and almost sometimes more supported, just because as a rule, girls are a little more social than the boys are. So anything they're doing, they want their buddies to do it. They want to bring their friends along. And the girls have a lot more fun, you know, as a team and including each other. And that's really been one of the successes that I've seen, is with the support from family to family, girl to girl, and even as the clubs come on board, they really get behind these young athletes, and they're happy. They're ecstatic to be on the mat, and they really go for it. And, you know, it's all positive.
Well, Jason Lloyd, thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Jason Lloyd, Iowa AAU Women's Wrestling Director, National AAU Women's Co-Director for Women's Wrestling. We talked to him last year about the first AAU tournament in Des Moines for girls. There'll be another AAU State Girls Tournament coming up on February 24th. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.